After years of speculation, the Dalai Lama has finally addressed the question of his successor. Earlier today, the Tibetan spiritual leader said that after he dies, he will be born again. Omkar Khandekar reports from the Indian town of Dharamshala, where the Dalai Lama lives in exile.
For more than six decades, the Dalai Lama has campaigned against the Chinese occupation of Tibet. But he has been ambiguous about whether he will have a successor. This question was answered 4 days before his 90th birthday. To find out, hundreds of Buddhist monks, disciples, and journalists had gathered in the Himalayan town of Dharamshala on Wednesday. First, they prayed. Then a frail-looking Dalai Lama appeared on screen and slowly read out a written statement in Tibetan. He said the institution of the Dalai Lama would continue. A team of monks from his office will look for his successor as per tradition. And no one else would have a right to interfere. Analyst Kate Saunders says this last bit was aimed at China and its leader Xi Jinping. Saunders leads the Tibet Research Network, Turquoise Roof.
Xi Jinping has adopted basically the same position as Mao, which is that in order to control Tibet, you need to control the religious elite, and in particular, the Dalai Lama.
Hours after the announcement, China's foreign ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said the appointment of Dalai Lama's successor will need Beijing's approval. The reaction only highlights the broken relationship between China and Tibet's exiled leaders. The two sides haven't had a formal dialogue since 2011. For Pempa Sereng, president of Tibet's government in exile, the problem lies in Beijing.
We know for a fact that Sino-Tibet conflict can be resolved only by talking with the Chinese government. But till such a time where you have a Chinese leader with a common sense, right now the possibilities are very weak.
In the hours after the announcement, the mood amongst many of the Dalai Lama's followers in Dharamshala seemed no different. A busker played the sarangi at the marketplace outside the Dalai Lama temple. Elderly women sold Tibetan trinkets and little Lama bobbleheads. One taxi driver, Sereng Thondup, explains that's because in their minds, Dalai Lama's reincarnation was never a question. In Buddhism, he says, everyone has a rebirth, a cycle known as samsara. That's how, he says, the Dalai Lama would be born again. Just like one day, he will be too. Omkar Khandekar, NPR News, Dharamshala.